I'll give you an example. I always talk about how roads are designed for motorists. That's what they're designed for. When you go to the Osaka City Council there, there's a department called planning. Those chaps planned those roads for vehicles, motorists. They did not plan those vehicles for mabarazi to be put in the middle of the road, for abalishe, imbalala, inkonde, nembushi, bakatipa musebo, in the middle of the road. And I'm not talking on the periphery. I'm not talking about the side of the street. I'm not speaking about the pavement. I'm talking about bakatipa musebo, in the middle of the road. Disorder is what you find in the CBD. When you speak against that and you say, don't do that, you're blocking traffic, you're causing traffic jams, you're wasting man hours. It takes a person an hour to drive through a road when it really should take them 15 minutes. That's, you're wasting man hours. That position in the CBD is regarded as being difficult. You don't have the heart of the people. You're merciless.
Mm.
So my question is, why is disorder embraced and defined as the, no, this one, why is that defined as a person that's merciful, and order is defined as a person that doesn't love the people? You hate people. You hate the poor. That somehow the narrative is, well, I dislike the poor. That is a skewed mind. And that is where we are as a people. We have to change that mindset. We have to begin to convince our people that it is possible to be orderly and love people at the same time. What we've convinced our people in this country is, allow them to do what they want. When you allow them to do what they want,
So you're not worried that you're losing their votes?
You know, Jimuga, I'll be honest with you. If I was a young 22-year-old politician, I would worry about that. Today's my birthday, incidentally.
I was about to get to that because somebody just sent that message.
Yes, today's my birthday. When you get to 57, Jimuga, and you've lived as long as I live, nobody cares. I will tell you, I don't care.
You don't care about their vote?
I don't care. I don't.
Isn't that what you need to be mayor, to be voted for?
But the truth is, I don't care. If
wait, what exactly don't you care about?
What I don't care about is this idea that no, if you say that, then people are not going to vote for you. If you have that position where you say no, it's out to some road, people won't vote for you. I don't care about that. At this stage in my life, I would love, I dream of a functional Lusaka. And to get a clean Lusaka, Jimuga, is going to take a cohesive, collaborative effort by key stakeholders that are hard-hearted, that are heavy-handed, not walking in pandering to the public. All these politicians, they do the same thing. I mean, Ketty herself, sorry to bring her up. The other day, the deputy mayor walks into some, I don't know where she was, and she says, no, don't attack my street vendors. Don't attack them. Don't leave them. Let them do what they want. That is pandering to the public. That is pandering. Don't pander. The city comes first. Be heavy-handed so that the city functions.
I like to believe that you hope to be adopted by the UPND.
I do hope.
In a case you're not, will you contest as an independent candidate?
Absolutely not. Whoever the UPND selects, I will support that person. At the stage of my life, Jimuga, I don't want to be independent because I believe, I have a different view on independent candidates.
Mm.
I believe that you can be independent if you're young, you're vibrant, you've got an agenda as a young person. But when you get to my age, I mean, what's the point? What's the point of being independent? For what? For who? For what for? What is the purpose of doing that? The most important thing is you need a political vehicle to achieve your goals. Independence, in my view, it's a smokescreen. It's a facade. You know, what it's saying, independent candidates are, in a roundabout way, saying to the masses, I can do it on my own. I don't need structure. I don't need political prowess. I don't need political connection. I can do everything by myself. And then in the end, what they all in my view is that all independent candidates eventually join a political party. After their first term, they're there now pandering to the either the ruling party or we're going to join this party. So they use that avenue of being a solo candidate with the ultimate goal being eventually I'll align myself with the party because now I'm showing the party that the party needs me. I'm the center. Yeah? Without me, you are nothing. For me, that's nonsense. That's self-aggrandizement, and it has no place in real politics, in my view.
Mm.
Yeah.
You are found in the Central Business District, and you deal with a lot of different people. Like you say, people who align themselves to the UPND. How do you think the UPND has fared in as far as addressing cadreism?
I will tell you this, and I am a product of the CBD. Cadreism has not been eradicated, but it has been significantly reduced. To the point, Jimoga, that in the PF, if you complained to the police about a PF cadre, the cadres would escort you to the police station and say to you, and I'm not exaggerating. I saw this, I experienced this firsthand. The PF cadres would say, yo, whatever you have complained, guys, to our shindika. We'll escort you there. When you file your complaint, we're going to beat you to a pulp, and they will do that. Because of the president's position on cadreism, and the president has been very, very clear on this, cadreism still exists, but not at the level it did during the PF. Because, you know, people get this befuddled. They sort of mix this up. They say, no, these they're angels. No, there is no such thing as an angel. But I will tell you now that if you walk through and the litmus test, the test, Jumoga, is if you walk through City Market, you can walk through City Market with a PF T-shirt. No one will talk to you, Jumoga. In PF, it was not possible for you to even wear Manchester United. Why they did it? They would beat you to a... There was no red. There was no rouge. Today, it's there. If you go to City Market, you freely, openly see a woman selling vegetables with a basket covered with a PF chitenge. Next to a woman selling vegetables with a basket covered with a UPND. During PF, that was not possible. So, for me... That is one of the, and this is one of the reasons I love HH, and there are many, but this was the main reason I believe in his leadership, because I saw those words become real, and no one can ever convince me otherwise, because I see it on a daily basis, you know, and every so often I'll walk up to someone who's walking through the market or even the street in the CBD. I say, do you know that during the PF you couldn't do this? I mean, and, you know, very freely walking around with a PF T-shirt. I said, well, you know, during PF, if you wore a UPND T-shirt, I'd beat you up here. But now you can, oh, really? And people aren't aware of it. But during that time, oh, it was fire.
Mm.
Fire!
So, well, we need to conclude. It's a birthday today. What do you have planned?
Well, at my age, what you do is, I think my wife's going to make me a nice dinner, and my kids are going to say happy birthday, and that's it. Because, you know, at my age, Jimoka, you don't really celebrate. You just become aware that you're a year older.
That's a good one. And it's on a Friday, so going into the weekend. You speak of your kids. How many kids do you have?
Four. My wife and I, we have four children. They're all grown, though.
Yeah?
These are grown children.
I always wonder, how do they feel about your public life? Because people be saying so many things about you. You are quite active on social media. Do you ever have conversations with them about your public life?
Many, many times. In fact, the great thing is that my kids don't really watch my content. That's how they've decided to deal with it. They said, you know, we're not going to watch your stuff just so that we don't have to worry about you.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my daughter, I have two sons, too.